Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is The Potty with Serene and Pearl. Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, you have found us again. The world's most greatest, most hippest, most baddest, number one podcast, actually, of all time.
In the health category.
In the health category. It's the truth.
In the health category, that's fine print.
Yeah, and you're here. It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene.
I think there's one that beats us quite a bit. What is it? The something experience, but he's not health.
Oh, no, Joe Rogan. Yeah, the Joe Rogan experience is the number one pot. Okay, I'm just going to get my mic back in front of my face. Stand by. Yeah, he's the number one podcast of all time, but we're the number one health podcast of all time. So you made it, and we're glad you're here. And have we got a show for you?
Oh, my. We've just been arguing about whether we should do it.
Well, yeah, I mean,
Serene was a nay and I was a big yay.
Yeah, because the arguing is the part that we is a big part of preparing for you guys.
Yeah, we prepare by arguing. Really, we did a couple of weeks ago a podcast. It was the Mean Girl podcast on five dumb things you're probably doing in the day or you might be doing, and stop it right now. Oh, it was fun. Oh, was it not fun?
It was
just
fun.
Say stop it. It was for us too. We were saying stop it.
You know, it reminds me of the time I told the postman. I said good boy because I say oh good boy to my children. You know, they do something for me. They put their their shoes away in their cupboard.
Yeah, good boy. You told the postman good
boy. Well, the postman delivered my mail. I said oh good boy.
Yeah,
because it was one of those
and
random things.
You told a painter love you.
Well, yeah, it was
some
like
random
you know,
painter coming to her house to paint, and she's always saying love you to everybody.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm like, I love you as he drives away. I was so embarrassed. Well,
love you.
Just stop it was another thing. It just felt so natural because I say stop it all
and
day
look,
to my children.
I've been that tradesman who's heard something weird from like a client or whatever I'm driving off, and I'm just like, wait, this lonely woman out here in the woods, poor husband out there working, and she's just alone out in the country, like in his mind, you know, and she's just like, I love you. It's like, woman, I painted a bathroom for you. Yeah. You know, if you're falling in love in a day, you got bigger problems. And I would think that in my head, man, leave that woman alone. She's got bigger issues.
Yeah. That's so funny.
But we digress, and the rabbit trails are going to be very few today because we are going to be giving you the five smart things that you jolly well should be doing every day. You know, these are things that we thought, well, we sort of take for granted that you're doing.
I told Pearl, and that's why I was a big nay. I'm like, we've said this, Pearl, over and over again. We wrote them in all different ways in our books.
But you haven't.
But we've never said them as five smart things you should be doing every day. And what about our newbies? Listen, as the number one health podcast in the entire universe, in the health category.
That's us, by the way.
Yeah, oh, that's us. Oh, yeah. There's got to be a lot of new people tuning in each week. There's new people to Trim Healthy Mama. Our plan is exploding. So these people, to them, to you, who, if you're a newbie, you're listening and lapping this up as like manna from heaven.
Okay. Yay, it will be
manna.
Then, and we'll do it. And the reason why I concede to you guys for doing these five things, even though we've said them so many times, it's because I have to retell myself.
We all need to hear this stuff. This is basics 101 of health, right? And you can share this podcast. This won't be a particular, this is how you do the Trim Healthy Plan podcast. These are just five basic health things.
Do you have like a carrot you're like swinging back like you're like
I'm using
hallucinating?
My hands.
You can share this podcast. Yeah. Grow out podcast.
Yeah.
It sounded like you were like giving them like a go and.
Was it called hypnotic?
Yeah, hypnotic instruction.
So here we go. Number one, and this is the big one that Serene and I argued about. She didn't want me to do this as number one, but I'm going to. And little sis is now on board. Number one, we've never talked about it. Water.
Water.
And guess why I'm bringing it as number one?
Oh, Pearl, please say it.
Because it is
we
number one?
We just assumed you were drinking water.
But just in case people don't know, because when we're at the restaurant and they say, what do you want to drink? We say water. They say, excuse me?
What?
We say water. They say, excuse me. And then you go, oh, water.
Water.
So water.
Water.
Danny here, last week we found he wasn't, he sits here in this podcast. He's a podcast health person. He sits here and then he was talking about some digestive stress, and I was saying, how much water are you drinking, Danny? When do you first start, you know? And he's like, oh, I usually don't start drinking till 6:30 at night. I have some water. I'm like, what the heck? We take for granted that you're drinking water. Here, you people, this is Foundation 101. We don't put this in our books because we think you're doing it. Water, when you first get up, if you don't have a luscious thirst like Serene, Serene's a naturally thirsty person.
Well, I have water by my bed at night. And when I go get up to pee, which is probably because I have water by my bed, I'm always taking a good few swigs.
But some of us aren't water guzzlers. We hate water. I don't even love water.
Leslie likes water.
But here's the thing. When you first get up, I'm going to change your world, because when I do this, my whole digestive system works great. I don't get headaches. I'm set for the day. When you first get up, you drink one cup. I don't care if you like it
or not.
You're
not talking 8 ounces of cold ice water.
I don't drink ice water. I drink it warm out of the
beautiful. I'm trying to set it up for them.
They can drink it cold if they want. You go to the bathroom, you come back and you drink another. You've got two under your belt. It starts to get.
But you don't guzzle till you get a stomach ache. I feel like you've got it there on the counter while you're chopping your veggies for your omelet, or while you're brewing your coffee. You're constantly sipping.
Okay. I'm doing that. Leslie tells me to shut up.
Yeah, but listen, if I heard somebody say, chug 2 glasses of water when you wake up in the morning, I'd be like, you Spartan, just let me sip them slowly.
Leslie, you say shut up with love. You say shut up.
You just shut
up. I feel like you're having a joke.
She says, hush up.
When you're there you go. You do tell me.
Hey, another way,
with
though,
love,
if you have a shower in the morning,
you to shut up
but if they
love.
Have showers in the morning, I love to drink water in the shower. It's an easy way. The hot water's going over you and you can sip cold water. It's delightful. You should try it.
That's interesting. You know, people do what they call a shower beer.
Oh,
for the same concept, they want that ice cold something in the hot. The combo.
Let me talk,
well,
people.
Can I
No.
But I have to explain it.
Little lip sister.
When you're hydrating your skin, hydrate your innards.
Oh, can I just talk?
Double hydration.
You are a person, Serene, that doesn't count for this. You need to just zip your lips while I explain it for all the rest of us. You have a natural water thirst.
But
you like water. You can do it in the shower.
I'm trying to tell the people that hate
water.
You
can do it while you brush your teeth. No, you're no good. I'm the water hater. I shall speak to this point. You shall speak to other points. Let me as a water hater.
Do you know we call her Dragon Lady? And now you know why.
Now we know why.
I need to get this point
I'm a
through.
Water hater too, so
you're
I'll chime in with you.
You're a water hater,
I'm
Danny.
Speaking to the haters and saying it's so cozy to do
the
it
door,
in the
Leslie.
Shower.
And I have with you, along with you, some secret tips for the water haters to get the water down with
We don't want
joy.
To hear from water lovers right now. We want to
No, it's the haters that drink it in the shower. That's
no,
how they do it.
Don't. You got to make yourself drink. I'm just telling you, before breakfast, 2 cups, hate it or love it, get it done.
Man, can I tell you, though, how to get it done in style?
In the shower.
Well, that's one way.
Goodness.
Thank you. Yes. And, you know, by the way, I don't know if she was born loving water or has she cultivated a love
you
for water.
You don't take a glass into the shower if you've got tiled floor. You take one of those
cups.
Good old plastic
in the shower.
Chemically
plastic. Body parts, bottle. Shaving body parts. I'm not drinking.
Oh, you don't want it flinging into your
no,
cup?
No, you do most of the work dirty. Before you get in the shower. And then you get in the shower and you just let the hot water run. And you stand under there and become a zombie and you sip the
I
cold
think
water.
We want this podcast shared into the netherworld beyond THM. So you need to hush up.
I bet you there are other shower drinkers. I bet.
Oh, yeah. Shower beer is a thing. All right. Now,
what are you going to say? Here's your tips from another water hater.
Yeah, here's how you get your water down.
Just this week you're doing this,
in
right?
style. This is my new thing because I'm not going to drink water in the morning.
Right.
You know, I do. The only way I can drink water in the morning is kind of sippy, and it's just not enough. So what really helps me is I take, and you don't have to do all of these things, but these I enjoy doing these things now because it's so tasty. I take one lime.
Yep.
And I squeeze the lime juice into a cup. I pour a tiny little splash of apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
I throw in stevia, pink Himalayan mineral salt, and I
a
fill
pinch?
The
a pinch.
I'd say about a pinch, yeah. And I fill the. And it's amazing what salt does to everything. It's not just on like Southern comfort food. Like you throw it into like sweet drinks,
and actually
it just
helps hydrate you.
Right. So and the electrolytes from the salt.
That's right.
I essentially just gave you the recipe for homemade Gatorade. But it's healthy, and it's filled with those salt-driven electrolytes. of course, the lime juice flavors it.
Do you just make up a big drip part of this to sip on all day?
Yeah, and that's another way of doing things.
Yeah, and then you're going to get your 8 cups. But can I? But
well, you hushed me so much. Can I just say one thing?
All right.
Well, just
then I've got more.
Yeah, you've got more, but that's good. But let the shower drinker talk for a second. Another thing, because he mentioned Gatorade. Pregnant woman, don't listen, because it actually can cause contractions. But hibiscus flowers are so delicious. And I make myself a 2-quart large.
Like a teapot kind of thing?
No, a 2-quart large quart, like canning jar quarts.
Oh, yeah.
And I make a beautiful hibiscus cooler just with hibiscus leaves, stevia, and water. And I chill it. That's the first thing I have every morning. And they say it's so hydrating to your body that it's nature's Gatorade.
Those people are going to have to go online nature's and get hibiscus. Gatorade. I believe we're going to bring that and try another
hibiscus one. Won't, so I know like black tea, doesn't it dehydrate?
Yes, but they hibiscus. I don't know about that. But hibiscus hydrates.
Hey, can I say something? I know there's a lot of people like me. I'm speaking to my crowd right now on point number one. You don't want to think of water when you first wake up. You just... like everything zeroing in on your hot coffee. It's get out of my face, water. Yeah. Get out of my face, anything. Just let me drink my hot coffee, all right? So that's me. But I find now that I do not allow Pearl. Pearl's not allowed to get to that reward of hot coffee before she has the 2 cups of water. And once I do, the coffee is just so much more special. I earned it.
Yeah.
Earn your coffee, people.
And I also find that the flavor of coffee can be... as wonderful as it is, it's a little bit like desert parch.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you enjoy it more when you've had your water first.
If you're hydrated, yes.
Yes.
Because isn't coffee a little naturally dehydrating?
Yeah, it can be.
Diuretic.
Yeah.
It pulls the water from your body, and that's why you pee like a racehorse.
Which can be good reasons.
We love our coffee, but we're just saying do coffee smartly, and that means keep your water in. And then, of course, we have all the other sippers during the day that are going to help you, like Good Girl Moonshine. You could do Danny's Special Gatorade.
Boost Juice, people.
Boost Juice. We've got a thousand sippers for you.
We're going to bring the best hibiscus to the world.
All of these things, but I say... water's still important, and I say get it in there early morning because it's going to set the tone. All right. Number twosies. What was it, Serena?
Hey.
We just came up with
you. I was a naysayer,
and you were saying all these things, and I'm like, no, they've heard it before, so I didn't even try and remember them, Pearl.
I love how after we champion ourselves and we scream we're number one, that we spend the rest of the podcast front flipping and face planting.
Silence. Number two, it was.
Do you know what it is? I know what it is.
It was Betty Bice.
Yeah, we'll do Betty Bice.
Look, we didn't even write this down. Like so unprofessional. We just literally rehearsed it like improv for like a second. Let's say it. Let's just say it. Hit record.
Well, if you want me to say it, I'll say it. Wee Willy Winky runs through the town upstairs. Downstairs in his nightgown, rapping at the windows, crying at the locks. Are all the mamas and papas in their bed? For it's past 8 o'clock.
Now, you don't have to go to bed at 8.
No, why did we get to enjoy that existential experience?
Every night of our life, Pearl and I were said that poem by our mumsy, except she said, are all the children in the bed because it's past 8 o'clock? But Wee Willy Winky, and it was scary. I remember thinking of him running frantically through the streets, trying to make sure that all the children were safe in their beds.
You got to go to bed, people, because 11 o'clock comes around and it's psycho feasting hour.
Mm.
It causes you to go in a feast, stupid, neurotic frenzy if you're up past your bedtime. Now, there are times for it. There's times on the weekend where you're going to stay up. We're not like Nazi camp here.
Wait, who?
Nazi camp.
But to stay up that long.
The Nazis?
Oh, I thought you said Nancy.
No.
Have you ever started feeling tired around 9 o'clock? And then you're like so tired you don't know what to do this yourself, so you have a snack so you can stay up a little bit later.
Yes.
Then guess what happens? Snack. You get a second wind because your cortisol turns on. Yes. Your body says, you're going to stay up, aren't you? So I'm just going to push a bit of cortisol to give you that fake energy Cortisol brings tummy fat. Cortisol will keep you from having a good night's sleep and keep your body from repairing itself at night. You got to go to bed before your cortisol turns on. It may be different for everyone, but it's definitely
11 is
starts
about,
to turn on around 11.
Yeah, for
some
sure.
say 10.
For me, 11 sharp.
I'm in bed before 11 on a general evening. Now, if my older children come over on the weekend, we're staying up to as long as we want, you know, because that's community. Yes. That's special.
Sure. And you know, we've got some pointers that community makes you live longer than anything.
Yeah. And it's special to be with your loved ones, and you got to live a little. You can't be like a drill sergeant in bed by 8 every night. But I think it's really good to start getting ready by 9:30. Mm-hmm. Start getting ready. Thinking about it. Do some of your special things like brushing your teeth, where you're not going to eat after brushing your teeth. So that's helpful.
See, that's so...
You're going to get your books out that you're going to read, you know, in bed.
And in bed, because if you're reading them in the lounge right next to your stainless steel pretty fridge...
No. Get away from the fridge. Go read in bed.
The reason I said stainless steel is it's kind of flashing. And it's kind of like shiny.
Yeah.
And it's like, come to me and open me. I'm a precious box of silver with treasures inside.
Such a good... The psychology of the fridge. Get yourself an old 70s clunker, man.
Yeah, the green.
Just a gross fridge.
Yeah, the black one that fades into the shadows of the
dark kitchen. So when you walk past it, it's like saying, there's nothing to see here. No. Move along. There's prettier things in your bed.
Yeah.
You know, I forget why I was interrupting you.
Yeah. We're so good. We're on it today.
Just today.
We should
today.
Never open the 11 party
o'clock,
how,
late at night.
With how big our podcast
crazy
is.
Snacking. You should go to bed at 9:30. Stop brushing your teeth.
No, that's was about late at night. And I think a lot of the
Where's
reason.
Where's your paper in your notebook to write all this
clearly
stuff down?
Clearly it's needed and not present. But, you know, I was just thinking that kids are usually going to bed around 8:30, 9 max.
And I think the young kids, the teenagers, whew.
Oh, yeah. They could stay up.
They start Lord of the Rings at midnight.
Yeah, they start watching the trilogies around midnight.
Right. Well, I just, you know, I know a lot of people staying up. For me, I used to go to bed a lot earlier until I had kids. And now I'm kidding until, you know, 8:30 or so. And I want to do my stuff.
Long time after
totally.
That.
I want to do my stuff. I can't do it with them. So I get the stay up thing, and one thing that I want to start doing at my house, and I realize this is just neato little stuff, but I've been thinking about the natural cycles of the earth and just trying to, you know, be more conscious about my body and what we're designed to do. And I love, you know, how we talk about grounding and different things that just put us in harmony and homeostasis with the planet that we're on, right? And
you sound like a number one podcast. You're grounding in homeostasis.
That's why you tune in here to hear big words.
Yeah.
So, you know, at about in the wintertime, you know, the sun, it's usually dark at like 6 or so.
Oh, toads, 5.
So one time, it was a couple months ago, our power went out, and the lighting in our home naturally dimmed as the sun went down.
Yeah.
Do you know my family, who normally goes to bed, you know, 10 o'clock, we're still like, do we have to go to bed? We were exhausted at 8:30. We were all sitting on the same couch together, having amazing conversation. There was no lights or LEDs or media or anything else to do. It was dark. You couldn't see. All you could do is have conversation and talk. And it made you, we were so sleepy, and we all went to bed. And then we all woke up, guess when?
Earlier.
When the sun came up. Mm-hmm. It woke us up because we were asleep so much earlier. And I thought, and I want to, this is in the days to come. I'm focused on other stuff now, but I almost thought about like starting a thing, you know, like the whole, you know, everybody's doing a challenge. You know, what about like the natural light challenge? You know, where you kind of wean yourself off of, just try it for a week. I don't mean for the rest of your life.
It can be really beautiful. My family have done the candle.
Yeah, yeah.
The candle week.
Candles only kind of thing.
Candles only. Right. Oh, because it starts to really, the children settle down with a candle.
It gets chill.
We do have to say though, humans have always wanted to push limits of what the planet is, because we put a plane in the air, right? And we went to the moon, and people back in the day, they read by gaslight.
That's true.
They did. But so we always have to have that, I have to discipline my life here and still, you know,
yeah. But that could help, just like putting lime in water.
So true.
It's a nice balance.
Can help you get your water down.
It is. It's good.
Yeah, if you're struggling, like try
and at least
try
turn
a week.
Some lights off in your house.
Right.
Get it dimmer. Things yeah. like that. No, it's good. I like it, Danny. So that was number two. Really,
well, we are a culture in America that doesn't know how to leave work at work.
So true. Yeah.
There are other cultures yep. that are more like they leave work at work and they come home yeah. and it's more of a relaxation time.
Having said this, number two, we understand some of you are going to work graveyard shift and all that. We just, you know, we understand.
Hey, I'm the wife of the guy that worked 7 nights a week at a nuclear power plant
yeah.
for like
so
years.
So there's different seasons. We're just saying if you are at home and you are able to go to bed, get to bed. It's just fundamental. Don't be staying
up
to
a rebellion.
one every night.
It's a rebellion in me. I'm like, good. I don't want to go to bed. But when I'm in bed, I'm like, this is bliss.
Beautiful.
Why was I rebelling against this?
No, I call my bed beautiful and I think lovely thoughts about my bed.
Oh, that's good.
No, yes, you got to change your mind. You got to be an identity of a person. We've been talking about identity on this podcast a lot. So I'm that person that loves to get into bed well
you
before midnight.
You have just changed my life.
Yeah.
You've just changed my life with that. Oh, I call my bed beautiful. Oh, I love
that's
it.
That's a cool thing. You know, we have a pillow on our bed that says love Aww. On it. And I do think that it sets the brain up to come into that space differently.
Absolutely.
Just little things, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think our bedroom too, another thing that's helped, you know, people talk about making your bed in the morning. Well, something psychological does happen when you, let's say, just go back to your bathroom and you walk past your made bed.
Oh, absolutely.
But even more than the made bed, you know how much time we put into decorating our living room and making
right.
it so presentable or even the front of our house for curb appeal. But our bedroom, you know, just gets our big pile of clothes.
Yeah, hot spots.
Yeah, get your hot spots or your clothes. You just kind of dump into your bedroom. You know, what if your bedroom was more like an LED glowing, cool, chill space, you know, zen, maybe a plant, maybe there's like some scents going.
A place you want to go to. And that's what I've been thinking lately. Yeah. When I started saying, no, my bed is a beautiful place. I've been thinking the same way, Danny. Why do I sort of, I don't want to go into my room at night.
Right.
Now I want it to be a place. So I've been thinking of doing that, making the draw to place of,
right.
of you
I
know.
Am so excited.
It's the place I long to go to. That's where I unwind. It's going to be my zen.
Like you walk through the living room and everything's beautiful and perfect and all the guests see it. But when you get to the sacred space,
right.
it's 10 times more
it's
beautiful.
It's dump city, it's right?
You make your living room. Right.
Right now it's dump city, but it's 10 times more drawing. We could do that.
So you change that around, and let your living room be beautiful. Just make sure it's not as beautiful as the sacred space in the back.
Exactly. And I do want to say this too. You know, we've done the whole Foxy Mama podcast here before, but, you know, if you're never going to be at the same time as your husband or wife, do it. You don't have to do it every single night. Sometimes my husband and I don't go to bed at the same time. But
at
you
least
should
put each other to bed.
Yeah, yeah. But going to bed at the same time, I think
the inner child
at least
speaks.
Sometimes I think is very important for your sex life, and we know how important the sex life is for your health. And it just gives you that extra chance if you're going to bed at the same time, right?
Accidents happen.
Totally.
Accidents happen.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Number three is another one that we just, like, don't talk about enough because we think, you know, it's movement. We're not calling it exercise. We're calling it movement.
Exactly. So you ask yourself, hey, where's my movement today?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a nice walk. If you live in the city, it might be just around your block or you have to drive to a park or whatever. Or maybe it's just you put on some music and you just
– Or it's the stairs in your house.
Ooh, yeah.
Or.
Yes,
Dan. I got the secret to doing that too.
What?
Because, man, I'm just a normal guy with no time like you and doesn't want to drink his water and doesn't want to go to bed and doesn't want to exercise. But kids really help in this department.
Yeah.
If you have a trampoline – or if you don't have a trampoline, though, man, your kids, all they want is you to tickle them and wrestle them and play with them. And
does your wife scream the whole time? Because when my husband does it, I'm like, don't kill them. You got to squash them. You're too big.
You're jumping
too high.
You know what her line is?
Watch their neck.
Her line is, I am not driving anyone to the ER tonight. That's you, Danny, at midnight at the ER. You're taking them. And then I'm like, I don't want to do that. I'll stop.
It's good though. It's so true. The other thing is, especially in winter, if you have a mini trampoline, and like we said in our very first book, shove it in the way. So you literally have to step over this mini trampoline to get anywhere and then take a couple of minutes. Fridge.
But then everybody's doing it. It's great. It's great for your children because they need to move. Children don't move enough these days.
Yeah.
But don't make you know, some people love the cold and love getting it out and love feeling the freshness of the, you know, just the chilly wind on their nose and ears. Other people just hate it and it's going to put them off movement. Yeah. So I'll be honest, I hadn't been outside for the last 3 days.
Because it's cold.
But I exercised every day.
Yeah.
I got myself a mini trampoline. I got myself some favorite little workouts. You can do it.
You know, a trim, healthy mama, we've never been boot camp about exercise and we never want to be because we really feel like it's a dangerous mindset when people over exercise. It can mess with your hormone profile. It can make things so not sustainable. It can be bad for your body.
Yes.
But we have always been about movement and natural movement. And if you're just couch potatoing, it's as bad or worse as too much exercise. You gotta do something you love and you gotta move that body.
Another thing that helped me, my son, my youngest son, just got into skateboarding.
Right.
And so as a way to bond with him, I'm not gonna have him skating with just teens that I don't know or whatever.
So
as
you're the cool dad. I'm the cool dad.
Yeah. So I went and got a skateboard.
That's so
great.
Oh,
spend 30 minutes. Yeah. Spend 5 minutes at a skate park and tell me if you don't feel like a new man.
I bet. And balance and all that.
Oh, the balance, the leg strength, the leg toning. I don't need to work out my legs anymore.
I bet.
Working out legs. You ever heard bodybuilders? Oh, it's legs day. Uh-huh. It's the worst. Working out
because
your legs.
Because that's such a big muscle group. The thigh muscles, it's such a big muscle
group.
But
I imagine skateboarding and you're learning a skill and you're having fun at the same time.
It's not even working for me.
Yes.
I love the out of the box, though. And that's what my husband, too. You know, if I had to have him do a workout DVD every day, he would never keep doing
right.
it. What does he do for exercise? He does like you. He finds out what his sons love to do. So
well, he goes
they
up
were
and down
into
those
airsoft,
hills.
Right?
Yeah.
So that was fun major. For him. So he got on the internet and brought all the airsoft equipment.
I've
He's
played
got
airsoft.
Scary
with your
masks
husband.
Coming in the mail and looks like a whole kind of like a military place. But, you know, that's better exercise. It's something sustainable.
I think, you know, something that you love, like a lot of women love the Zumba. And I think that's great. If you're loving it or you love hiking or something. For me, I just love short.
Yeah,
you know,
that's me.
So I'm just like, get it done. That's why we did our work-ins. They're 20 minutes or less.
Shameless plug
fun.
For work-ins. Just to be honest, we put so much research into those work-ins for workouts that are made for a woman's body. So Danny, sorry. But they're made to heal a woman's body from the inside out. The information is just as cutting edge as it was when we brought them out. But to be honest, you don't really want to work out to yourself. So I haven't touched.
Yeah.
A workout DVD.
Well, I had
about.
Them, but I kept giving them away to people, and so then I wouldn't have them in my own house. So I've been working out to who I love, Suzanne Bowen.
Me
she's
too.
Our cousin.
She's quick. She's get it done. That keeps it sustainable for me.
Yeah.
But Pearl, you said That's that cool. you worked out to us, and I'm like, and you said you were so sore.
When I work out to myself, I get a way better workout, and I can feel my whole core healing.
So I did it the other day, and I call Pearl, and I'm like, Pearl. We have to encourage everybody to pick this stuff up. I mean, not to pump, you know, our own horn or anything, but this is awesome. I was just like glowing with the face, like total circulation moving. And it was quick. It was quick.
Yeah, for me, the love of it is that it's quick and I get it done with and then I feel great about myself all day. So that's my love there.
Something with the work-ins though, it's the change up of fuels.
Yeah.
We changed to three different kinds of exercise that change the heartbeat completely. Like there's the strength moves and there's the more isolated toning moves and then there's the total blaze where you just all out. And we switch them up like juggling like we do with our foods with Trim Healthy Mama and there's something about it, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, so I think love is different. Like I love to not drive to a gym. I love to work out at home and get it done with. Like I'm about, that's my love, quick. But some people would rather go to a gym and do a Zumba session and that's fine too. So I think it's finding where you fit. But just do something and it doesn't have to be 7 days a week.
Yeah, our sister Van, she just loves to hike and walk. And she has to do that every day or she is not a sane person because that's just her release in life.
Something for men, when I first started wanting to gain weight and have a better, like I was getting a booty do. You know what a booty do is?
Booty do?
That's where your
sounds like something to do with your behind.
That's where your stomach sticks out further than your booty do.
Oh, your booty do. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah, it's good. Anyways, I was getting one of those and I you know, my chest was atrophying and my stomach was growing.
Yeah.
And I just, I personally, on me, a very skinny, skinny person, I was not enjoying my health journey.
Yeah,
okay. And my physique specifically. And so I started getting into working out and wanting to find out for the really skinny man what you should do. And there's all this stuff for like people who want to be like movie star level bodybuilder. But I just wanted like the old fashioned man, like the tone businessman, but it's, I'm not a bodybuilder. It's just something I do for health. And, what worked for me was instead of doing these comprehensive, intense workouts, I just do like 25 pushups a day.
You're always doing them here.
And exactly. I'll do them here in between takes or whatever.
Well, Pearl's husband, Charlie, if she hated exercise, he loathed it more than her. I mean,
still
it's a different level
my
of hatred.
Hates
but
it.
I remember her saying, hey, this is sustainable, darling. Just as soon as you get up in the morning, while you're still in your bathroom, before you even get out, just go down and do as many push-ups as you can. And then when you're done, you're done. And then maybe before you get in bed at night, no exercise, none in the day.
Zero.
Just push-ups morning, push-ups night.
Yeah.
Pearl, you said that he got to loving it, and that's all he did. So it wasn't even like he exercised, because before he even realized he was awake, he'd already done that.
Well, it's 2 minutes per day. It's one in the morning and one at night. Or if you don't even do the night, even if you're doing one session in the morning, 1 minute.
You can do a push-up.
The push-up is the best full exercise for a male.
Yes.
Now, females can do them, but if you're not ready, if your core is not ready, you need to modify.
You'll push out
your abs. Because
you
can do a diastasis recti, and that's what our workings are all about, healing that sort of thing. But we've only got 12 minutes left, guys. We've got 2 points.
Where's your
is that the mark?
Where's your veggies and your protein?
Yeah, and this is another one. We always say, you know, the Trim Healthy Mama plan is based around centering your meals around protein. And then we say, and where are your veggies? So we're going to put those two together and just make it a quick thing.
Well, you see,
Shereen was like, why do we have to say that? We always ask that. Because you know what? It's really easy to go for a day without veggies. I'll give you an example, Serene.
Okay, give me.
Let's say for breakfast, you're going to have bacon and eggs, and you think, oh, that's an S meal. Great, on plan. Okay, for lunch, let's say you're going to just have a sandwich, and you're going to put deli meat in there, and you're going to have, you know, light Laughing Cow cheese, and it's an E, and you're thinking, there's
a little almond milk, half chocolate whey.
And you're going to have a little smoothie on the side or something, if you're poor. Okay, there's lunch, no veggies. And then in the snack in the afternoon, you're going to have like a Greek yogurt, or you're going to have nuts and cheese. Okay, I don't see any veggies. And then at dinner time,
cheeseburger pie,
you're going to have a casserole. You might have a cooked veggies, but maybe instead you're going to have an on-plan bread and garlic bread on the side. And then for dessert, you're going to have an on-plan cheesecake. Look at that whole day. Yes, it is on plan. But is it ultimate? It is so far from ultimate, it's not even funny.
Yeah, totally. And let's see another day. Okay. You wake up in the morning, instead of 3 eggs, you have 2. And you make an omelet out of those 2, and you put spinach and spice it up all yummy, and you put that inside your omelet and you wrap it around like the most delicious. There's just beautiful sauteed spinach oozing out of the inside of like a crepe-like omelet. Delicious. You've centered your whole meal around protein and greens.
And veggies.
Oh, love it. And then for lunch, it's a beautiful salad with sauteed salmon and plenty
salad.
Of the moisturizing olive oil.
Or chicken on top or whatever.
And then for afternoon snack, you've got a fresh green apple quartered. You know, maybe like some cottage cheese on top, or you're dipping it into a little.
That's a fruit, but it is water content, life-giving food.
Pectin. And then say for dinner time, you're really going to concentrate on a bed of cauliflower.
Yeah, or stir fry with lots of veggies, like, you know, egg roll in a bowl.
Cabbage. Oh, so budget friendly.
It's such a different day.
Healing.
2 days were on the Trim Healthy Mama plan. You think, I'm doing the Trim Healthy Mama plan. We just showed you 2 different days. Who are you in there? Maybe you start out as that person that doesn't do the veggies, but you want to get to be on the other end where so many of your meals are veggie and protein based.
And this is a good way. Not only do you ask the question to yourself every meal, where are my greens or where's my plant food? Because like I said, it could be a pectin-rich green apple or something. And you know, it could be frozen okra thrown into a secret big boy smoothie.
It could be.
Check out our book. But you know, another thing is when you're at the grocery store, think about how many veggies you're going to really use in that week. Purchase them and give yourself a challenge. How many of these will I not throw away rotten at the end of the week?
Yes. And it needs to be all of them.
That's so funny. I will get a big, and I literally this morning told my wife, get a tiny individual size tub of spinach, like something that is just ridiculous, you think is ridiculously small, because I was getting these massive tubs.
You weren't using them.
And like 90% of it was going in the trash every week. Mm-hmm. But I was like, well, it's worth it to get my greens and my smoothie.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just bought a smaller portion.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, but I really salads than Dan. Do you know that you can use, if you saute spinach, one tub is only enough for one person.
I've never sauteed.
It goes, well, you need to start sauteing because it's better for you anyway. Spinach has oxalic acid, and it gets cooked out. Oxalic acid, if you eat too much raw spinach, it can be not good for some people.
Oh.
Okay, so.
So how do you saute spinach?
I want you to take that spinach.
Just put it on a hot griddle or a hot pan.
And they will wilt. You'll think, hold on, I thought I had this much food. Now you've only got like a tiny bit.
Do you know my favorite way, guys? I put a teaspoon of baobab and a teaspoon of nutritional yeast in my frozen spinach that's organic and just chopped up already. So when it hits the hot griddle or hits the hot pan, it's totally wilted and gorgeous straight away. And I put the little nutritional yeast in the baobab, a few little spices. It is the most incredible flavor in the world. Try it.
So this is
have it on the side of eggs. Ah.
When we say saute, you mean heat on?
Yes, I'm going to tell you how,
guys. Too,
just spray the pan or put like a teaspoon of butter or coconut oil. Now start piling spinach in there. You think, oh my goodness, it's falling out of the pan. It's so much. No, stir it around. In a couple of minutes, it'll be wilted. It goes down to almost nothing. Then you can put more in. You can go through a whole small tub for yourself, Danny, and you will eat that spinach and it will be going into you and be better for you because it's cooked. Spinach
now,
is
if you're using the frozen already, like I do, organic frozen pouches, I do about a cup of frozen spinach nearly every morning or I change it up sometimes.
Or you could throw, so I could saute it and then on top of the cooking spinach.
Yeah, have some chicken or salmon. Perfect.
Well,
it's
I was going to say throw like scrambled eggs.
Perfect.
And then mix it all
again. Okay, another way of having your veggies is if you love soup, there are some ways to put veggies in that you don't even know. And I just want to tell people to check out, did you send it to YouTube or did you just put it on our member site, the mushroom trick with the beef?
No, it hasn't even been put up. It's called Hack Your Beef.
Changed my life. My children hate mushrooms. Close your ears, Getty. I've got my daughter here helping me with my baby. But she does, my sister Pearl here, she does beef. She ground beef.
By the time this podcast goes up, I think that will be
she
out.
She does the ground beef and then she gets the same amount almost, halfies. That's what I've been doing, Pearl.
Me too.
And pulses regular mushrooms or baby bellas in the food process till it looks like ground meat. You put it in there and you put it with the flavors.
Or you just mix it in with the meat.
Mushrooms are so anti-cancer. People don't. My children actually gag at mushrooms,
like the white mushrooms.
And they're finding this ground beef. They're like, "Mom, what's the secret to your ground beef? It's so moist and luscious, and it's so I love whatever you're doing." I would never have the heart to tell them it's mushrooms.
Is it 50% though?
Oh well, yeah, you start off if you're getting your family used to it. You start off with like 1 pound of beef to. Like, let's just say you do
like
to 8 ounces of mushrooms, but then you work your way up to half each. Okay, so my children don't know. I've been doing this. We just did a video. By the time this podcast goes, it should be there. But it can change your life and it can get veggies.
And what
into
about
you.
Trim train soup? Is that what we called it? And it had the cauliflower.
Trim train
and the
taco soup. You can look it up online.
Or that rocks. And another way, if you're not going to feel like a soup, you're not going to feel like a salad, you're just like, not today. I don't have time. When I'm preparing my lunch, I snack on a yummy crisp carrot or a stalk of celery. And so when I'm mindlessly preparing, I'm getting my veggie in first before I'm too full for it. If I wait for afterwards, like, oh, I'll have this sandwich and I'll leave room for the carrot. You are not going to leave room for a carrot.
Yeah. It's so true.
You're not.
The mind shall not abide a carrot in the final hour. That's in the Bible.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Prep ahead. 5 steps that are smart. One is prepping ahead. Pearl,
I have the best prep ahead
you
thing.
Tell, and you I, talk, Pearl.
This really has changed my life, this prep ahead trick. Now, always I think basic preps are having your salad greens ready to go, your chicken breast done for the week. So it's always there. You've got a quick protein. You can do the beef crumbles. Check out the video for the Hack Your Beef that we just talked about, the mushroom and beef. This is my latest one that's changed my life, and we're doing a video for it too. I don't know if it'll be out by the time this podcast goes. It's called Collie Quick Trick. Cauliflower rice is quite expensive, right? But it's the bed for so many meals. Like, you can put your eggs on it in the morning. You can put an avocado on it. You can stir fry it. So what I do is I get 3 to 4 bags of cauliflower. I steam them so they're very well steamed. This is a trick. Do not leave them al dente. Then just get the water out. Then I mash them up so they're like rice size, but it doesn't have to be perfect. I season them with a little mineral salt, pepper, and just a tiny bit of MCT oil. You can use any oil you want, but they stay fuel pool, right? This goes in your fridge. It then becomes the base of any quick meal you want. Like last night, I did a stir fry. I got my cauliflower out, shoved it in the pan. I threw some spinach in there and mushrooms, so it's a really heavy, full of, you know,
veggies. Wonderful
veggies. And then I had some ground beef in the fridge, threw that in there, put more seasonings. I wanted it in an S, so I put a lot more oil on. It was delicious. This cauliflower base can change your world.
Yeah.
And it's cheap because you're not having to buy that rice cauliflower, which takes forever to cook. Did you notice that?
Yes, I noticed that. You know, and it's fantastic because it's your rice. It's your mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
It becomes the bulk of your meal.
And it's already cooked.
Right.
So you just heat it up in a pan.
Another prep ahead is just put a crock pot full of chicken breasts and then, you know, put that in a nice Tupperware container in the fridge. You've got it there to throw into salads. You've got it there when you're like, oh, do I have to fry it? Meat, I forgot about it. Well, I'll just do mac and cheese. No. You've got your basis of your meal there. What about Pearl does the cauliflower? I actually steam up a bunch of eggplant too because I love throwing eggplants and things. Oh my goodness, delicious eggplant stew! It tastes like a curry. It tastes like Indian. You just put a little bit of coconut oil and spices, and then throw a bit of beef or chicken. Oh, so quickly becomes the lusciousest, gorgeous, exotic food. Another thing that I do, Pearl, is to always have hard-boiled eggs in the fridge.
Do you?
Yes, because my children love it.
I'm not a cold, hard-boiled egg lover. I love them hot.
Well, you got to give the secret to peeling those jokers.
Well, you have to boil the water first and get it rolling.
Okay.
Shock the skin of the egg by putting them straight into the boiling water. Don't throw them in, they'll crack. But like you kind of like put them in a colander and just kind of release them into the rolling boil.
Yep.
And then like 10 minutes on, you know, a nice good boil, not like psycho boil. And then you have an iced bowl ready with ice, lots of ice, like an ice cup of water you drink at a restaurant, but you have a big bowl of that. You shock the eggs from the boiling water into the cold and it releases them from their shell, and all you have to do is kind of rub your hands over it and it's just instantly they're off.
A lot of women do their eggs in their boiled eggs in their Instant Pot too. You look up Instant Pot boiled eggs, amazing. It changes their life.
Yeah, because but, children, a lot of children just will love a hard-boiled egg sprinkled
with some salt. Yeah.
You got it there so for salads. You've got it there, like maybe to like put on a Rivita.
Hey, that boiled egg with a little salt. That's an old school Memphis Hood survival.
Yeah,
is it
survival kid meal?
That was probably the one healthy food you ate as a kid.
That was it. It was mac and cheese, hot dogs, hot pockets, or hard-boiled eggs.
There you go, Danny.
every mama in Tennessee could get WIC, right? Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah,
yeah, WIC.
Yeah, and I mean,
can you get eggs with WIC?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, you tote.
They give
eggs,
you all the staples.
Peanut butter. Yeah, milk. I remember the days.
Mm-hmm. Cereal. Family size box of Cheerios. You're like, I don't even agree with Cheerios, but
it's free.
It's free.
Hey, we got to go, guys. I hope this was helpful for you. 5 smart things. Got to be helpful.
And we'll see you next week on the number one most hottest health podcast of all time.
Quickly, prep ahead. I forgot to say, find out your favorite treat in the book. One of mine is a superfood berry boost bars. Is that what the name is?
Yeah.
Whatever is your favorite. And on the weekend, just make a batch of something, stick it in the freezer so that when you're running to the store for errands, you take out your zippy, you put it in there so you're not caught wanting Chick-fil-A or something.
Yeah. And you can still do Chick-fil-A on plan, actually. They have some grilled chicken and they have that salad. Yeah. But all I'm saying is you want sweets sometimes.
Yes.
Although our Trim Healthy Mama chocolate bars are pretty good.
They're sweet.
Shameless plug.
Hey, come hang with us next week, folks. See ya. Trim Healthy Mama my way. And then I'll be
Trim Healthy Mama to stay. Ohio. Ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.